Hi, my name is Prem Kumar, and I'm a program manager here at Microsoft. I'm super excited to talk to you today about a new set of capabilities for the Office Extensibility Platform, which will allow developers to create even more immersive experiences right within Outlook and reach the millions and millions of current Outlook users. In October, we announced that add-ins can declare one or more extension points, which dictates how they're exposed in Outlook. For example, an add-in's app commands and content can show up on a message or an appointment. Now, through module extensibility, developers can actually create their very own module in Outlook as a new extension point for their add-in. Currently, Outlook has native modules such as Mail, Calendar, and Tasks, and now developers can build their own. As you can see, the add-in's module entry point shows up along with the other native modules, and users can configure its exact location. So here's where the fun part begins. So after clicking on the entry point, users can begin to explore your unique add-in in your very own module experience. As a developer, you can integrate your app right there, and you have ribbon commands at the top that you can define. So you can define the icons, the labels, as well as being able to define the functions that execute inside of your web app. So users really feel as though they're still within the Outlook experience and they're engaging with your app without having to leave Outlook. The apps themselves can also access the power of the Office.js library and call on the plethora of functions from within their app. On the left side, you see the navigation. So if a user has multiple apps downloaded, they're able to navigate from one to the next, and the ribbon commands and the app content will show up for that specific app. So now that you know what the functionality looks like, let's talk through how to create it. In addition to building your web app, you'll need to create a module extension point and execute function ribbon commands in an Outlook extensibility manifest. As with all extensibility manifests, the bulk of the content will go under the desktop form factor. The four items highlighted in purple are all required for the new module extension point. The order of the four items is important as well. First, we specify the module type, which is a sibling to the other extension points, such as message read command surface and message compose command surface. Next, we have the source location, which is a child of the module extension point. This will point to the home page of the web app. The label comes next, and this is just the name of the web app and entry point you will see in the navigation pane on the left-hand side of the add-ins module. This is where I showed the three apps on the previous slide, apps 1, 2, and 3. Last but not least is the command surface, which represents the extensibility ribbon tabs, groups, and buttons. You may already be familiar with the command surface, but if not, you can check out Microsoft's MSDN articles to brush up. Here we have an example of a button highlighted in green with the new action type, execute function. This execute function button type is that cool new feature that allows a ribbon button to actually execute a JavaScript function in context of the module extension point. All it needs is a name of a JavaScript function that can be found in the location specified by the source location up above. And that's the gist of creating a new module extension point with execute function. Now let's flip over to the demo. So in this demo scenario, Miriam, a user, is in her inbox. She's downloaded an add-in called Billable Hours. As you can see, the add-in's entry shows right there in the Wonder Bar, along with the rest of the modules. Since she only has one add-in downloaded, you actually see the name of the add-in there. If she had multiple, this would actually say add-ins. So without leaving Outlook, she wants to go into Billable Hours and start interacting with the content there. Now, this is a pretty simple example, but currently in this scenario, we have a web app that has declared its content, similar to the slides I showed you earlier. In this scenario, they're bringing emails, tasks, and meetings, and what the app developer wants to provide for the user is an ability to quickly calculate billable hours based on these activities. So in this scenario, Miriam sees app commands defined, ribbon commands defined up here. What she's able to do is actually click on them and it'll execute a function inside of the pane here. So for example, if she wants to see what the billable hours for a partner might be, she'd click on the button here and it updates the numbers here. So the reason this is important, this is just a very simple example, but really what you can do as a developer is create any JavaScript functions in your app and have these ribbon commands call them. So it leaves the user, again, feeling as though they're really having the full Outlook experience and not having to leave. On the left side here, if a user had multiple apps, you'd start to see the navigation here similarly to on the slides I showed you before. So now that you know what module extensibility is, you're probably wondering when this is available. So it's actually live for users of Outlook 2016 Click to Run. We provided a link here to GitHub so you can get started building your manifests, building your apps, and submitting them to the App Store. So get coding and enjoy the rest of Build.